Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you. Gets a little cat talk here, brought to us by our friends at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, it's the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues. Focus. Looking to bounce back against the Blues after their loss to the Capitals. 8 o'clock is your puck drop tonight. You can hear that right here on 560 WQAM. Second to last game before they get a little breaksy here for a couple of weeks, except for half the team because they're all from Finland. And so we do have to harbor all of Finland. Kachuk, Forsling, and I think the Sams are both playing on Team Canada.
Yeah, most of the players.
So basically Sergei Bobrovsky's getting a break.
And that's only because Russia's not involved.
Right. Because Putin's not allowed in any tournaments, Russia's out, Bob gets to take a break, and Verhage. Everybody else, get your ass to the Four Nations Cup. That's where we're at right now, Leroy.
What do you do if you have that time off? Do you take a vacay?
Bob?
Yeah.
He might go on that boat. He might go on that championship boat. Just kick back, relax, and focus.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Paul Maurice. Hmm? He's been voted as the coach that most players would want to play for.
Really?
Yes.
Who voted? What survey was this?
The players.
Yes, the players. Hold on.
So it was like one of those polls?
Yeah, it was a... Well, yes, pause. But yes, it was a poll. And Yahoo Sports had it. And whoa. Paul Maurice was named the coach that most NHL players would want to play for.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Pretty well-liked guy. This is from our boy David Dork of the Hockey News. How about this? Paul Maurice, pretty well-liked. His legacy is one of the best at his craft and well-established before he ever arrived in South Florida. He had a good reputation for being an amazing post-game quote and a genuine good guy. All those qualities have only been reinforced and cemented in his time with the Panthers. The on-ice success is first and foremost leading the Cats to back-to-back Stanley Cup appearances and winning the Cup last June. With the added attention comes with deep playoff runs. and being part of a good team. Maurice's star has never shined as bright as it is currently. In fact, that reflected in a recent anonymous player poll conducted by The Athletic. They polled over 100 NHL players on several topics, including which head coach they would like the most and least to play for on their own. Maurice received 13.21 of the responses, second only
to John Cooper of Tampa Bay.
Still pretty good, though.
But the fact that that look and demeanor when you first saw him come to Florida, you thought that he's so stoic, he's mean, and he's a curmudgeon.
Tobin didn't like him.
Right, and then now you come to find out this guy's probably the guy you want to go chill out, have a beer and drink with, talk anything about life.
I was such a stupid person because like how could I like a guy that actually got pulled over in a golf cart, and then there's this guy who's he's just got it all together. Now, here's the thing though, when you're Paul Maurice and you're struggling, this is what it is. Paul Maurice comes here, is kind of panned by Panthers fans. If you're not a champion, if you're not like if you don't have the credentials, a lot of his post game stuff can sound even keeled, but it can also sound like excuse making. So now that you got the cachet, it just sounds like he's cool, baby.
Or he's really honest with his post game quote. And when you hear them, they seem to be more like explanations as to why things are the way they are versus excuses. And there's a difference. Because the way he delivers it, he's just trying to give us some understanding of where they are.
But I'm not used to that because I'm used to, a lot of these coaches being gruff. Coaches are usually no excuses or explanations. Spo, you could cut off Spo's arm and be like, yeah, well, I should have called a timeout with my teeth. That's Eric Spoelstra.
Well, maybe you're used to one coach more so than the other.
Does he do this?
Yeah, but either way, he's had an incredible swan song to his career here. It's amazing that he's landed down here. And my favorite part now is when he's not cool and he loses it. That's hilarious. I love it because he only busts it out like four times a season where he just really
gets mad on the bench.
Just gets furious at his guys. I love that. Anyway.
This is not you.
That's right. I'm just waiting for you to finish crunching your ice to the microphone. Leroy's like, I'm gonna make it real hockey talk right now. I'm gonna crush this ice like I'm a Zamboni.
I tell you what, there's another guy who was just like that. Danny Green. He ain't blow up often, but when he did,
woo! Let him off the hook.
I remember one time he blew the whistle and stopped practice. We all came, so we all knew we were in trouble because Denny don't do this.
Crazy.
What the hell are we doing, man?
Get to the rest of our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the T1, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat, we are a little under 3 hours away from the NBA trade deadline. Just last hour, the Miami Heat traded for Davion Mitchell. PJ Tucker was here, although it's kind of sounding like this is actually just part of all one big trade. This is all just stuff.
Yeah.
We're learning things by the way. So poor PJ Tucker.
No, but here's something you have to understand, Tobin. It makes sense because experts were saying if any trade's going to happen, it's going to have to involve more than three teams in a lot of these deals. So when we first hear deals and it's like, oh my God, that's the deal. No, there's other teams that are involved. Some teams might not even know what's going on. They just get involved like the Utah Jazz. Yeah. But hey, other teams have to get involved.
But I think the thing that's killed the Heat or the thing that's just taking time with the Heat is like they're the ones right now where all the mechanisms, because the Heat are trying to get as much under the luxury tax while adding these guys too. So that, like, really, the Warriors are done. The Warriors are getting Jimmy Butler. That's it. The Warriors are getting Jimmy Butler. The Heat signed him to his extension, traded him to the Warriors, And now the rest of the plates in the air are all Heat related. You know, they're the ones, you know, Andy's the one who's probably trying to find all these teams and get it going. And so they actually thought that they had a deal with Toronto yesterday for Kyle Anderson. So now they're like, all right, what about PJ Tucker for Mitchell? Sweetener.
Wow. They're just getting expiring contracts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So, okay, if I see that the Miami Heat are getting expiring contracts.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about Toronto.
Toronto Raptors are also getting expiring contracts. Yeah. Teams are trying to make a move for somebody in 2026.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the guy? It's got to be Ant-Man. Because I know as much as you want to say, oh, no, listen, Garon could do all he wants. They win championships, and he sees the beauty, and he sees what's out there in Southern California. That Slovenian is not leaving. You don't make a deal like that
here's the thing,
to try
though,
to keep him for only 2 years.
Look, it might work. I'm not here to doubt LeBron James. It might work. I'm not here to doubt him. But here's the thing.
You're still doing that?
It might work.
It might work.
With LeBron James.
But here's the thing.
It's got to be one of the funniest statements I've ever heard in my sporting life.
No. But I'm saying, like, he's still 40. Like, hey, this is going to have a shelf life.
When, Tobin? When?
I don't know.
It'll never.
Dude.
He's different. That man is built different. He's just different.
So, you buy into the idea.
I retire. He's just going to come out and say it.
So you think LeBron James, now that they get Luka, is like, I'm going to play till I'm 45.
Yes, because
guess what?
He could guess. This is what's so crazy about this man. And that's why we got to respect him. We've seen four evolutions of him. Yep. And the evolution that everybody's been saying for him to do as he gets older, he'll now be able to do it.
He's not. He's going to play for one more year.
He might play for 2 to 3 years.
No way.
You're forgetting, dude. Bryce is in Arizona next season.
So?
If Bryce plays very well.
It's both sons after how this experiment has gone?
What's wrong with this experiment? They're 10 games above 500.
His son is getting panned.
So what? His son is supposed to get panned. He's a rookie.
The oldest ball wasn't the best ball.
Huh?
Lonzo? Lonzo, Lonzo's not better than Melo.
Dude, he's not getting. He's
but Lonzo's good. Lonzo's way better than Bronny.
Let's say his son is good.
Okay,
So that means that other people would want his son. That doesn't mean you don't. If your son's good, that doesn't mean you get the right to have him.
You do know who still runs the NBA, right?
Dude, come on.
Like, you still do know who runs the NBA. If you guys want to believe he didn't know anything about that deal.
No. You're more likely to be in a scenario where he owns the Vegas team and he ends up in Vegas than you are LeBron playing with both of his sons in 3 years.
He owns the team and then he plays power forward for him.
Owner player? He's going to be 45 at that point.
And are you really?
Yes.
Tobin.
You want to know something? Tobin. I draw the line.
Tobin, are you really going to draw the line at 45?
Yes.
LeBron can't play better than some of these guys in the league.
He can play better, but he can't be LeBron.
Wait. He ain't been LeBron in a while.
He ain't been LeBron since he came out of his mama's womb.
Okay, you guys would admit they're not going to win the championship with Luka Doncic. Come on.
When?
And LeBron?
Wait. Hold on.
Come on, dude.
In how many years?
They got 2 years.
Dude, you know their odds moved up to fourth right now.
Oh, yeah. It did it with the Slovenian who's supposedly 270 pounds?
Did he look 270 pounds?
No, he didn't. He looks actually fantastic.
Okay. Do you want to anger that Slovenian? You want to motivate them?
Hold on. Can I just say, you're going to believe in the Charlotte center that they just got?
Oh, I like that Charlotte center. He's 22 and he's averaging 15 and 10.
Charlotte? Okay. Let me tell you something about Charlotte. Wait. Let me tell you something about Charlotte stats. Okay. Go see Terry Rozier.
We're going to riot.
No. Charlotte is running a Ponzi scheme right now.
Great.
They are grifting first round picks from everybody, fluffing up everybody's stats.
But Tobin, if you're averaging 15 and 10 in Charlotte and they're running a Ponzi scheme, what happens if you're playing with capable players on a good team?
You got to be averaging like 20-20 in Charlotte if you're Luka and Ryan. Who else is rebounding for that team? 15 and 10?
Okay.
Khalil Ware, Rosetta Bennett does that.
Nonetheless, all right, those teams look like they're going to be financially, they know where their focus is. In 2026.
You love LeBron.
No, I do love LeBron. I love LeBron. This is about the Heat.
I'm just telling you. Luka Doncic is going to be like, Brate, this guy's old. I can't hitch wagon through this.
He said that 5 years ago, and he won a championship.
Leroy,
they said that 10 years ago. They even say that for no
one. How are you, the guy who hates Aaron Rodgers and is like washed old man, you cannot be seriously sitting here saying LeBron is a championship-quality player at 45 years old. That's crazy.
Yes, I can.
In 5 years? Yes, I can say that. He'll be 45. Luke will be 30.
All he's going to do is post up and shoot threes.
Okay, great.
Hey, dude, you're comparing LeBron James to Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, wait. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that, Louis. Don't do that. Don't do that.
By my count, do they not have the same amount of MVPs?
No.
They do?
They do? Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have five, like, championships.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's because Patrick Mahomes wins all the championships.
Well, I mean, LeBron won
four. Again.
You know.
Again. Yeah.
But that's
only
not good.
But he only won his last one because Goran got hurt.
Because I wish I could have got
you
one.
You guys are two in the bag for LeBron. I mean, it's
like, wait a minute. Talk about
you're two in the bag for him. Like, you guys are not being ridiculous. No, I'm
Leroy.
Sorry. You're being too ridiculous. Hold on. We went to like last. No. Hold on. 2 weeks ago, Vlad, every report on the planet said LeBron James is for sure hanging it up next year. Next year is his swan song last dance. And now you're sitting here telling me he's going to play a half decade more.
Why not? Two weeks ago, he didn't have Luka Doncic.
Who cares?
Tobin. Two weeks ago, he did not have Luka Doncic.
Let me just get this straight. Let me get this straight, dude.
You know what? I'm going to use your line against you. You just hate LeBron.
No, I don't. If anything, I'm giving him his.
No. What's weird about it? Leroy, this is what's weird about it.
I'm sorry. What does Luka Doncic have to do with how long LeBron can play?
Excuse me. If I have a 25-year-old superstar.
And?
I can play another couple more years because I know that there's no more stress.
They haven't sniffed a title in 5 years, and he had Anthony Davis, who's a better fit for him.
They almost sniffed the title 2 years ago. They were in the Western Conference Finals.
And they got smoked.
Okay, they got smoked. Okay, you think they're going to get smoked?
Dude, they got smoked, though.
Okay, they got smoked.
They haven't been close. Do you really think that they could beat OKC?
Nobody's afraid of OKC.
Well, they should be, dude.
No, you know
they
why?
They should be.
I'm going to tell you why.
They should be.
Nobody would be making all
Shea
these
Gilders
moves.
Shea Gilders-Alexander drops 50 every other night.
That's cool.
Every other night, they haven't even had Chet Holmgren.
Tobin, and I agree with you, but I'm also looking at these veteran teams with championship experience, looking at these teams, thinking like, Leroy, we all know how the NBA is, right? Isn't the NBA, you got to learn how to lose? You got to get that painful loss in the playoff? So that's what the Western Conference is thinking right now.
You guys are crazy right now.
You know why Tobin's
so desperately wants his whales? That
I don't. This honestly has nothing
with him.
It really has nothing to do with Luka.
Dealing with him.
It really has no. No, it doesn't, Leroy. How is Leroy? You're being cloudy, rose-colored glasses.
Don't be Max Kellerman now,
dude. Come on.
Don't be Max Kellerman.
45 years old.
Don't be Max Kellerman with Tom Brady.
You think LeBron James is going to be a top 10 player at 45 years old.
He's a top 10 player at 40. He's a top 10 player at 40.
Well, then what is he going to be? So what do you think he's going to be?
Top 15.
He's better. He'll still be better than a lot of guys in this league.
Be a grown-up and say what you think he's going to be.
He'll be a top 15 player at 45.
I say, even at 45, he'll find a way to
top 15, 20 player.
Sure he will.
Leroy, Tobin, you know what's funny about this, Leroy? No. Leroy, Tobin has actually talked about adding 40-year-old LeBron James to this current Heat.
Yes,
roster.
For two more years. So, five? Yeah. There's a – dude, in the NBA, Vlad, 5 years ago, Chris Paul was leading the Suns.
Yeah, no, he's not
dude,
LeBron James.
Hold on, though. 5 years ago, Chris Paul was leading the Suns to a 2-0 lead in the finals. Now he's a garden gnome corpse.
And then
5 years ago, Paul George was an all-NBA player. Last night, he looks like Cork Maz.
They're not LeBron James.
I understand nobody's LeBron James, but also 45 is 45. And Leroy, you have never deterred from that rule.
Wait a minute.
Tom Brady.
When I said that about Aaron Rodgers, all you say was,
but that's my point. That's my point. You're sitting here going against your own argument.
Wait. But Aaron Rodgers was also coming off an Achilles.
Dude, you pre-Achilles, you were making that argument.
By the way, he had a great season.
Pre-Achilles. Dude, he didn't have a great season. Please stop saying that.
Statistically.
He had a better season in the second half compared to what a bum he was. Please stop saying that.
4,000 yards for a 40-year-old is pretty good.
No, you can't say that.
Yes,
you can't say he had a good season.
Just a, you know, bad franchise.
Now you're blaming your franchise?
Who else am I going to blame?
It's fair. I mean, your owner is putting it in the hands of Madden players?
What are you talking about? Wait, the whole league is about Madden players. They just hired a 29-year-old offensive coordinator.
I don't understand
Jacksonville.
This. You guys have been, like, especially Leroy.
No, Leroy can say that. I am a Bron supporter. I am a Bron supporter.
So is he. But there's never been an argument he's made more than Father Time is undefeated. He goes, and then he's looking at LeBron and goes, he's got another half decade.
But
time
out. All right.
But can we put LeBron in the Tom Brady?
Of course.
Because
goats of goats.
They're anomalies.
Of course.
In the sport.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said, do I think he's going to play till he's 45? No.
But okay? The man said
but
it.
I'm saying at 45, LeBron would still be better than a lot of players in this league.
Dude, okay,
but like when there's gonna come a time, because it's happened even in his Lakers tenure, where Patty Mills is gonna dive onto his ankle and he's gonna need 6 months to recover.
Okay, that's of why course. They got the 25-year-old Slovenian hammer.
The guy who has he's like the opposite of LeBron conditioning though. He goes, brate, calf, not good.
Yeah, but what if he gets to learn under LeBron's conditioning?
Okay. Do you see how Slovenians condition?
It's different when you're in Southern California.
What does that mean?
Ozempic everywhere.
What? He's going to be sitting there with puffer fish face?
He doesn't care. You can go to Dr. L.A. He can go to any one of them.
All I'm saying is this.
There's vegan food here and there everywhere.
LeBron is the anomaly to everything.
Of course.
He's proven that. So while I don't think he's going to play till he's 45, I would be willing to bet that at 45, he could still play. That's all I'm saying. And with Luka and not having to do all of the work, who's to say he can't just pick his spots and be 43, 44 years old?
Dude, you guys
don't
want to
see it. You know what it is, Toby? I think you know it's going to happen that you don't want to see it.
No, I don't.
Don't be a Max Kellerman in this situation,
dude, you
bro.
Think I know? First of all, He's already dwarfing everything. Like Kellerman would have been him at doing this at 35. It's like the meme on Twitter that's saying this effery can't go on forever. He's 30 now. Like he's already surpassed it. Now you're adding another half decade to it.
The man said it himself.
Who?
LeBron. They asked him a couple of weeks ago. He said, if I really put my mind to this, I can still dominate and play this game at this level for another 5-7 years. Guess what? He's got his Slovenian son. Yes, I think LeBron James went to Slovenia at 15 years old and got with somebody and made Luka Doncic. It's just that
and Luka are sharing genes?
Listen, they play the exact same way, except that one is just not as athletic as the other. But they both share they have the same IQ the whole nine. Yes, the scariest thing in the NBA is going to be Luka Doncic conditioned, running with that man from Akron. Yes.
Dude.
Listen, I hope it is. You know what? I know you want Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's not even my number one, though.
No, but yes, it is. Yes, he is, and no, he's not.
Mm-mm.
Yes, no, he's not because you like Ant-Man, but mm-hmm. Yes, he is because of the connection with Goran. So, yes, he is, you know, your number one. Because you were also thinking.
He's not my number one. You said my number one.
If he went to Miami and Goran was part of the organization, Leroy, how much would Tobin love that?
Listen, if Goran. Of course. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't want Luka, but I think that your guy, hold on, your guy's bet is, oh, Luka's never going to want to leave a 45-year-old. And I'm like, what?
I'm
what
saying Luka does not want to leave Southern California.
The Lakers, not a 45-year-old. The
Southern
Lakers.
California.
He gave a list of his favorite cities. L.A. was not number one.
Yeah, he also said, I love to live in the ocean as well and live and play for this organization.
Nobody wants to live by earthquakes, dude.
And they want to live by hurricanes?
Of course. Hurricanes are fun. Get drunk.
Wait, what?
Shutters.
Don't you think he might not want to get drunk? Oh, hurricane. Oh, 2 weeks off. Let me drink beer. Brate. Yeah, whatever.
You're Slovenian. Slovenian needs
wait,
work.
The accent was garbage, and then you just threw a brate.
I don't know.
End.
I didn't care.
It was just it all together.
It was just the fact that he think, come on, man. I know.
Your argument this entire time has been LeBron's going to be his running mate for 5 years.
No, I think LeBron, yes.
Like,
yes.
Everybody has said the whole point of the Luka trade is passing the torch to him, and you're like, nah, no passing of torch. Co-torch holders.
Come on, it's Bron, B. What are we talking about? It's still Bron. He's still going to carry
the fight. Dude, at one point, Bernard Hopkins got knocked out of the ring. He looked like Bernard Hopkins. He sounded like Bernard Hopkins. He even kind of moved like Bernard Hopkins. But at one point, he got knocked out of the top rope.
Is LeBron? You think LeBron James washed?
No, I don't think he's washed.
Is he dapping?
Is at 45? Yeah, he's not the same that he was. Like, there's definitely nights you can see and be like, oh, okay. He's not the same. There are. Acting like he's 2013 LeBron.
He's just 28. To me, he's just 2020 LeBron.
Because you love LeBron.
I just like greatness.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seeing greatness.
No
continue.
One's saying you can't love greatness, but also, at one point, Robert De Niro was doing The Grudge with Sylvester Stallone.
He was great. Like, that.
No, he wasn't. Back after this.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'ma get on the TV, mama. I'ma push.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, if you guys want to go see Billy Currington, got a pair of tickets to give away. He'll be at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June for your chance to win. Keep on listening. This is a Live Nation show. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAxeAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Let me head over to the Windowplex. Seems like a very pleasant, sunny day. I'm going to go ahead and say the breeze is out of the south, southwest, at about 15 miles an hour, 10 to 15 miles an hour. It is partly sunny, but other than that, a really, really good day. And it's got to be 80, maybe just a little bit above 80 degrees right now.
How do you do, Vlad? Is he spot on as usual? Sounds like you're spot on as usual, dude. Got that going.
Yeah, I was up early today, too.
Couldn't sleep with the Jimmy news?
No, dude.
I'm messing with you.
Y'all want to eat this delicious food?
Oh, yeah.
I got to get at it quick.
Mm-hmm.
They run out. Had to go get my ribs, my wings. Got some hot dogs, footlong. And then, I don't know how bad this sounds, but I'm going to put it out there. I wanted to go to work today because I needed to get over the proper sausage. So
I'm probably
going to come to work tomorrow.
All right. See you then, buddy.
Yeah. Because you know I can't. I tried driving all the way down here.
Tell you what, though.
On a Saturday.
Get yourself an egg sandwich right there. They make a good breakfast sandwich.
They do.
They make a strong.
They make good hamburgers, too.
Strong over at Proper Sausage.
Yeah. Now, they are $27, but that's a whole nother.
Yeah, it's very fresh food.
But all of their meat and their sausages are really good.
I liked everybody yesterday. Like, hey, guys. Hey. Kevin Love's like, what? Hey, Jimmy Butler got traded. Kevin Love's like, you know Kevin Love had that itch to go to his phone to make a meme post. He's like, oh, damn it. I want to get to my Instagram right now. He ended up posting Shawshank Redemption. That was the end of his, that was his post yesterday. It was funny. He's had a great run. He's been
cooking. I tell you what, he has picked up on the, since he ain't playing basketball, he has picked up on the funnies.
Oh, yeah. You need to do that. Sometimes if you get a new role, you're like, you know what? I need something here. I need to be funny man on the internet. That makes everybody laugh, makes everybody happy. I think everybody is relieved. Like, listening to Bam, listening to Tyler, and even Spo was talking about this last night about how those guys, he's like seeing their growth as vocal leaders through all this, and, you know, they get pushed into this situation. But you could just tell yesterday, like, it was almost dismissive of the trade happening. I know that they, like, nobody was directly talking about it other than Nico, because he's super honest. But everybody was kind of just like, you know, the focus was on the game. The focus was on the game. They got clarity. They're in a good spot. They feel good about this. And I'm sure they're excited to get some guys to see what other production they can get from, you know, these contributors with Mitchell and with Wiggins, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
got some defense.
Yep. Which they needed badly.
Ooh.
And by the way, can we stop turning over the basketball?
Oh, my goodness. What
Jeez
are we
Louise.
Doing?
25 points off turnovers yesterday.
My favorite was the throw up to Kevin Love.
He's like, mm. Like, Crotty was not having that. He goes, Tyler, what are you doing?
I'm not even jumping for that.
He's like, Tyler, just stop. Just don't throw it that
high. I think it's, you know, it's been a month since I touched the rim, right?
But Tyler's done this multiple times. He did this to UD, too. Like, UD was on his last season. He tried to throw him a lob. And he's like, what are you doing?
Hey, wait till you're 37, 38 years old.
Right. Just wait, dude. Just wait.
As Vince Carter said, it's not the going up. It's the coming down and landing.
Yep. Hurts too much, dude.
Hey, dude. Mm-mm.
So, yeah, we got about, we got like 2.5 hours left.
Yep.
We got two hours and 22 minutes and 30 seconds left.
We'll see. We'll see if anything else. Hard to believe there's any other big dominoes. I mean,
Fatty McFatty can go, man.
Zion?
I think Patat can go.
Where do you think he would go, though?
I don't know. But if Luka's getting sent because of his weight and all of that, it might be time for New Orleans.
Well, he's actually been in shape.
But he's always hurt. He gets
always
hurt.
Always hurt.
And they let Ingram go. And they could have gotten a lot for Ingram, considering Ingram was going to be a free agent. And they let him go to Toronto. So they can get something from Fatty McDunks.
I don't know, though. But the thing with his contract that's interesting is you have outs.
Like, yeah, that's exactly.
That's what intrigued me about it. I was like,
I think that's what the Heat are gonna. I think the Heat are making a move for Zion.
You think in the next 2.5 hours Zion's gonna be on the Heat?
Either in the next 2.5 hours or in the next 2.5 months.
If Terry Rozier, if I can get Zion Williamson and Terry Rozier out the door, I don't know. I'll bring Pat Riley an edible arrangement.
How is everybody feeling about Riles right now? It's not sleepy Pat right now. Everybody thinks Pat's awake. Everybody's liking the moves Pat's making.
I don't think everybody's saying Pat's. I think my read on it, Vlad, yesterday was if he would have gotten Durant, people would have declared Pat
been
Riley
over.
Back.
Oh, yeah. He would have been
Caesar. I think everybody was just like, all right. I think everybody's right now is like they're satisfied. They're not celebrating. They're not happy. There's mixed feelings because of how you felt about Jimmy and then how you felt about Jimmy.
Yeah, because it was weird. It was weird on your – it seemed like people were more on Jimmy's side. And I'm like, you know he's at fault with this. Like,
yeah, but I think it's – so that's why I think, like, if you would have gotten Durant, even at the expense, people just wanted, like, a new – they wanted him to pull a Godfather move. I think that would have been back. But I think people are satisfied with this. I think all things considered, the Heat did pretty well. And seem to be doing pretty well. And I think that they've added guys that are SPO guys. I think that that's something that they really needed. It's been really, and especially, you know, in the backcourt with Tyler Hero, you need somebody who can go with these fast guards and can guard somebody and do the dirty stuff at certain points in games, especially when a guy's cooking. That has been missing. They have been missing that. And
notice
so,
you guys kept all your intangibles, though.
They did keep all the intangibles.
That's notice true. That, Leroy. They kept all the intangibles.
Wasn't on. Even up for discussion. Like, you didn't need to throw no sweeteners, no salt.
Nothing, no milk,
garlic,
no cream, nothing.
Nothing. Cream. You ain't had to throw in nothing.
I can't really argue that. But in fairness,
you got a first round.
In fairness, the last time they made a trade, Goron was shipped out for Kyle Lowry. So.
Nah, that is true.
Now Kyle Lowry's making memes with Bam Adebayo. Where he's obviously talking about Asia Wilson, hey. Something.
What? That's what he did. What?
He's sitting there. He's like, yeah, what's up, man? What do you got going on? Ooh.
What? Put it in.
Yeah. He definitely talking about, you know, I got it. Yeah, me and Asia together or something like that. It's got to be something like that.
I think he's like, what'd you get her for Valentine's Day? He goes, I got her the thing for Valentine's Day.
Oh, what are you trying to say? He's going to
get... You see how they do the grown man shake, handshakes? Jimmy got them doing
you
that.
You think he's on bended knee?
I think he's popping that question.
You think he's on bended knee?
Popping the question. Yep.
Wow.
During the All-Star break.
During the... In San Francisco?
No. Well, he's not there. So I think he goes to the All-Star break.
Oh, he just stays down here and unrivaled.
Take her to some cave in a magical island
somewhere.
No, she's
playing. She's playing.
What's she doing?
Unrivaled, isn't she? She
no, I don't, is she?
She's not on Unrivaled?
I don't think so, dude. I think she's been in like every game.
No, I know, but they have a team down here in Miami.
The whole league's down here in Miami.
The whole league is in Miami. Yeah, like,
is she playing it?
I think that's the reason why she's been down here as well as supporting her man.
I think she just stays down here.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
I think she's got that.
They walked to the game together.
Hey, man, she shouted him out in her Hall of Fame speech. So
yep. You know.
And gave the love.
The shimmy. The love shimmy.
He said, hey.
What?
All right, you got it like that.
You got it
like that.
Welcome to the club, my
Low Dog is happy for his guy. He goes, all those summers you
can't. I will say this.
He's been playing well ever since
he will
down
go here. Down in history along with D-Wade as genuinely one of the most liked Heat players.
Yeah, because he was drafted by them.
Well, I'm just saying, just his whole...
His whole
like
aura.
He carries himself. Right.
But
right,
the fact,
right.
But it also helps the fact that he was, you seen him from the inception.
From the beginning.
Right. So it's, that's
I think
why.
That's, I think one of the things that probably, I don't know what percentage of this is, but I do think that there's a little bit of like Jimmy came in and Jimmy did his own thing and he was a great Heat player, but he wasn't a Heat guy. And there's a little bit like Bam being like the Heat teacher's pet. Like, Bam does this, and Bam does that, and Bam got paid.
You see Dave, though.
Dave Sass says, Bam told Lowry he can get half off Papa John's.
Twitcher!
He goes, that's right,
put
Kyle.
Put it there, buddy. Put it there, buddy.
That's right, Kyle. Just put Heat win.
That was great. That's a good one, Nate.
Take a break. More on the other side. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Super Bowl week. We got Super Bowl 59.
I can't believe it's Thursday, and we haven't even really talked about football.
What do you want to say about it, dude? What do you want to say?
I don't know.
What do you want to say? Like, what intrigues you?
Here's the thing. I've chewed on this all week. And I believe that Kansas City can't outrun Philly. But Philly can outrun Kansas City. Right? Couple of big plays. Boom, boom, boom. Now they're running the ball, chewing up all the time off the clock. And then the game gets out of hand. That's not going to happen the other way. That being said, until somebody beats Kansas City, I'm not going against Kansas City. So I'm like, it's a weird analysis of a game, because if I gave you any other sport and I told you that you got the possibility of a team running away with it, that's the team you're going to run with. Except for Kansas City, who plays these close games for fun.
I think the thing that's probably, like, interesting about it is really that people – I definitely feel like there is Chiefs fatigue. That's definitely been part of it. You know, it's kind of like, all right, we get it. The Eagles are, like, not, like, the most lovable team in the world either, to, like, dethrone them. Like, a lot of people don't like the market of Philadelphia. Their fans are really annoying. You've said it. Their fans hate their own coach. The best part of their team and the most lovable part of the team is easily Saquon Barkley. So
he's genuinely, it's almost like when you have, like it happens in wrestling, when the best guy goes rogue and then he's a villain, right?
They get sick and tired. They get sick and tired of the face. They get sick and tired of the baby face. They feel like he's been winning too much. So that's what it is.
You know what I also don't like about them? You know, it's like,
how can you not like Andy Reid?
Well, he doesn't seem to lean into it too much. But it's like with Kelce and Mahomes, a lot of whining going on with them, dude. Like,
it's not whining. You're asking them the same question.
No,
it's like, what do you want them to answer?
They're sitting there like, why are you guys leaning into the refs are favoring us? Like, dude. First of all, let fans be fans. Welcome to sports, right? And second of all, nobody really thinks you guys are cheating. We're just having a little fun, baby.
But
and
maybe it's annoying.
They take it so stupid.
But it
Why
gets
are you
annoying.
Feeding into this? Why are you feeding this? Like, I don't know, because you guys do seem to get a favorable bounce every now and then.
It gets
you just
annoying.
Say it is what it is. Like, I hold up my rings and you guys can cry about it, but they genuinely seem hurt by it. And I'm like, really?
Can I say this?
You guys aren't in on the bit?
Is that if they didn't win so much, they wouldn't get any breaks. But because they win so much, we all looking at it from that perspective. They're really good.
And of course they're really good.
Here's the biggest thing that makes you believe that this is going to last. They can win games in a number of different ways. The last game was a high scoring game. A lot of the games during the course of the year were not. And they can play either way. They seem comfortable. Nobody panics because they've been there before. And I think that is the thing. But I will say this. Philly been playing like they've been there before too. So you ain't going to scare them. Jalen Hurts played against this team.
That's the fatigue.
Play Patrick Mahomes.
That's the fatigue, Leroy. We've seen this is the third time we've seen this a Philadelphia Eagles franchise in the Super Bowl in the last 7 years.
Which is probably why it's like,
and it's the fifth time we've seen the Chiefs in the last 7 years.
And that's why the guy I feel best for is Saquon. It's like, yeah, he is new to this. You know, like the only thing is, you know, with the Chiefs, it's like, all right, you know, you guys are obviously the quarterback. Here's the thing. It's like everyone's going to go to this thing where it's like, well, is Patrick Mahomes now the greatest? Is he the GOAT? Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, but like no, he's still not Tom Brady. He's got to do this till he's near collecting Social Security. But he's going to be able to do something that Tom Brady never did, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. What if he does everything before Brady?
Said, Leroy, the French Quarter looks like a ghetto, no matter how much ESPN tries to put lipstick on a pig. And I would reply to you with this. Let me take you to the ghetto in New Orleans.
No, you don't want to go to the wood.
And you'd say the French Quarter looked like Boca.
No. So, you don't want to go to that. You don't want to go to any other wards.
I'm telling you, if you think the French Quarter looks like the ghetto, let me take you to the ghetto.
Take him to the ward.
And then you'll get off of that.
Take him to the ward, Leroy.
Take where I grew up?
Take him to the ward. Oh. Take him to one of the wards.
Hey. Hey, Tobes.
Mm-hmm.
You would definitely need some non-intangible escort.
Nah, not me, dude. I blend in.
Yes, you're okay.
Like a s'more? Like a s'more?
I'm charming. I'm like, hey, you guys want the Cisco?
Cisco?
Hey, so you think, wait, let me get this straight.
Want some bum juice?
Let me think about this.
You think Cisco?
You could just go into the hood with some bum juice in a paper bag and everybody just go like you?
Well, I mean, it is liquid crack.
They're going to take your juice and your money and send you on your way, and then they'll be even happier.
Nah, people love a silly white drunk guy, you know?
Nah, you a narc. You might be the narc. They're not going to like your silliness.
No narc is drinking Wild Irish Rose.
Definitely a narc is drinking Wild Irish Rose.
I'm telling you, Tobes. It is, if I take you where I grew up, first of all, you'll be like, how did you survive?
That's probably right? True.
It's brutal. But that being said, I will say this. Growing up in the Ninth Ward, I had two advantages. One, even the drug dealers knew who I was, and nobody let me get caught up in anything.
That's nice.
So when you think of, like, my view of the people that was selling drugs in the neighborhood is a little different than other people, right? Because they kept me out of that life. The other thing is, my grandfather knew everybody's mom and their moms. So he'd be sitting on his front patio yelling at people, hey! I know what you're over there doing on the corner. I'm going to call your mom.
Snitch.
And nobody would mess with him. Right? It wasn't no, hey, old man, mind your business. He was like, nah, I've been here for 50 years. So I know everybody.
Terrell says you're a broadcaster. That's a narc. I'm not going to podcast in the Ninth Ward.
No, nah, because I could take you down there where I'm on the wall, and you'll be safe.
I see those bits though, where intangibles try and go into areas that are not intangible, and then they try they cause a ruckus, and I'm like, mm-mm.
Hey,
I'm just saying, I'm gonna mind my own business with my Cisco.
Hey, and listen, you know you in the hood when you have a couple of things. One, corner store,
definitely Cisco.
And when you look in all the houses and they got the cages on the windows.
We call those gates.
Okay. It's funny because all those cages were meant to keep people from crawling in your house.
Out.
But then when a fire broke out, nobody could get out their house.
Tony says, Florida man fighting for his life.
Nah, dude. I'm like, I could go back there and go to the Night Ward, go to the little community center. They got a painting of me on the wall. We'd be good.
But what is it like there? Like right now, like they still do big events pretty well, right? Like you think it's still got to be a pretty good party this week.
It's all away from the reality of New Orleans.
So it's in the tourist spot.
Right. It's in downtown by the casinos, by, you know, the convention center. You go out to the racetrack when they have the Essence Festival or the Jazz Fest.
But what kind of racetrack is it? Cars, greyhounds, or horses?
Horses. So, yeah, that's where my uncle used to take me when I was like 12. He used to go to the, he would let me make one bet. And I would always bet on the horse that took the biggest poop on the way to the gate.
That's a good, it's a good strategy.
I mean, I wasn't reading all them numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, my dad let me make a bet. I just went by name, but we were doing this at OTVs.
Hey,
smelled like cigarettes and sandwiches.
It'd be amazing that some of the stuff our parents would take us through. Right?
You believe him?
Your dad wanted to get.
Did your dad really do that with you?
Oh no, I'm not joking. Dude.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, no, my dad loved to gamble. I mean, he raised racehorses. That was his thing. But like, we also went to like the OTBs. Like that's when you couldn't go to the racetrack. You went to an OTB, and that was off track betting. And that's where you guys would. And so he's like, he give me a five. I go to the vending machine. I get my five candy bars. We watch the horse. He's like, "Yeah, hey, you want to pick one? You pick a, you know, I'll go with Skippy." And, you know, we bet. But, man, when people lost, ooh, you saw some pissed people.
Yeah, that was rent money, baby.
You know what I realized? That when I was growing up, going to the track, I told my uncle one time, all these people look as broke as you. He said, that's why we at the track.
Take a break. Back after this.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.